Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Governor Greitens has given his first full-scale press conference today since taking office. In opening remarks, he pointed to his order banning lobbyist gifts to the executive branch as an example of how he was doing things differently from previous governors. When asked about contributions to his inauguration, he failed to answer why he did not disclose the amount of those donations or if he planned to provide them in the future.
I'd be happy to talk with the inauguration committee about that again, but right now the plan that we have is to release the list that we released.
While previous governors have revealed the dollar figures of private donations to their inaugurations, Greitens has only offered their names. A former GOP presidential candidate and the Missouri School Boards Association view charter schools much differently. Brian Housworth reports.
Elisa, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush was here in Jefferson City as a guest of the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry today. Two big themes from former Governor Bush. One is charter schools, the other virtual schools. He talked about his experiences in the state of Florida. He says the children who will benefit the most will be children in rural communities, poor children, as well as children in the inner cities. Now, the Missouri School Boards Association opposes expansion to charter schools in the state. They say charter schools are not accountable to taxpayers in the same way traditional public schools are.
All right. Thank you, Brian. In other news, Senator Blunt says he'll visit the CIA's headquarters in the next week to look at documents involving Russia's alleged hacking of America's elections. Blunt says he believes Attorney General Jeff Sessions's response that Sessions did not have discussions with Russian officials regarding the election. A Joplin High School student has died after an accident at an elementary school. The unnamed student was volunteering at Irving Elementary in the gym this morning. A suspect accused of shooting a Jasper County deputy on Wednesday is under guard at a Joplin hospital from wounds associated with a self-inflicted gunshot to his face. Joplin Police Chief Matt Stewart says 43-year-old E.F. Fitzpatrick of St. Louis will be charged in connection with the shooting. Deputy Nolan Murray is having surgery today to remove a bullet from his torso. Two Mizzou music students have not been charged yet for allegedly making anti-Semitic remarks and harassing another student. Interim Chancellor Hank Foley says the behavior will not be tolerated.
We're trying to have a civil campus, right? And it's not being about politically correct. It's about being civil to one another.
Noah Rogers and Eric Eastman have been arrested in connection with the alleged incident. Foley also says he expects next fall's enrollment to be about as low as last fall's. Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.